This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Ever notice how sometimes the biggest stories get the least coverage? Something transformative happens that changes everything and nobody notices? Well, it's happened here. For the last 2 years or so, the rest of us have watched as the Democratic Party has been utterly transformed into something totally different. What was once the stodgy headquarters of the center-left establishment, the party of Harry Reid and Steny Hoyer and guys like that, now looks like a scene out of Burning Man, so far without the nudity. Starting on Inauguration Day, Democrats erupted in a primal scream, and they have not yet stopped yelling. Everything changed once Trump got elected. Celebrities threatened to abandon this country. Business leaders started behaving like political activists. Candidates for office embraced positions so extreme that they'd rejected them just months before. News reporters became rigid propagandists. And then, weirdest of all, comedians lost their sense of humor. Here, for example, is deeply unfunny comedian Samantha Bee lecturing America about Ivanka Trump last night. Watch.
You know, Ivanka, that's a beautiful photo of you and your child, but let me just say, one mother to another, do something about your dad's immigration practices, you feckless c-. He listens to you. Put on something tight and low cut and tell your father to stop it.
A dumb person's political harangue masquerading as comedy. Well, profoundly sad filmmaker Michael Moore proclaimed all what you just saw, quote, brilliant. He called Samantha Bee a truth teller. Comedian Billy Eichner wrote on Twitter he thought Bee was being, quote, generous. Tonight, Bee is receiving an award from the Television Academy for, quote, leveraging the dynamic power of television to inspire social change. Well, Samantha Bee later apologized for that on Twitter, assuming a tweet rates as an apology. But doubtless that's just temporary. She'll likely be bragging about all of this at another awards ceremony very soon. Meanwhile, Kathy Griffin, who is probably the single unhappiest person in this country, used her appearance on a daytime show called The View to launch another political lecture. When White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders responded to that, Griffin wrote a profane tweet attacking Sarah Sanders. Blah, 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 F you, basically. Where did Kathy Griffin learn to talk like that? Well, maybe from U.S. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand of New York, who is now regularly using the F word in her public appearances. Here's one.
So what about President Trump? Has he kept any of these promises? No. No. Fundamentally, if we are not helping people, we should go the home.
Now, she's not the quickest of U.S. senators, but even so, it says something broader about what's happening in the Democratic Party. So the left is arguing that Trump is radical. How have they responded? By becoming way more radical, by going completely off the edge. They say Trump is vulgar. Okay. So now they shout profanity on television and at campaign events. Amazingly, Trump has somehow convinced the Democratic Party to completely destroy itself. No one ever says that, but it may be the biggest change he has brought to this country. It's fascinating.
You know, you cannot bifurcate, and I appreciate what Tucker is saying here, but it's dangerous to say, well, that's just them, and that's not us. That really is, you know, we are part of it. I mean, this is our culture, and this is what our culture has reduced itself to, this kind of uncivility and vulgarity. I mean, where's the class? I mean, does class no longer exist in our country, that it's okay to, you know, just cuss and let it fly like crazy? It's unbelievable. We're going to be talking with Dr. Alveda King in the coming days and addressing this issue even more so. But, you know, we've got to take some responsibility on this. It's not us against them. As long as it's us against them, then the fight will continue. It's us. I mean, this is the United States of America, and this is our country. And, you know, look at, you know, we found out very quickly with Roseanne Barr, what she said was unacceptable. And what Samantha Bee said is unacceptable. And if Roseanne's out, Samantha Bee, I understand the First Amendment right, but this is getting out of control, isn't it?
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Hey, for more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is right there as we come to you every day, faithfully, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. It is Memorial Day 2018 all over this country. It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. We've got Paul Williams with us. Paul and Dr. Rodney Howard Brown have written a book. I guess, you know, timing is everything. And this book couldn't have been better timed in terms of being a wake-up call for we the people. It is titled The Killing of Uncle Sam, The Demise of the United States of America. And Paul Williams joins us right now. Paul, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Hey, thanks, Bill. Yeah, it's great to be with you.
Well, good to be here on this hallowed day. But it is a hallowed day in many respects, especially when it comes to the heart and soul of our country. I got to tell you, Paul, when I hear, you know, my travels around the country, and I'm very blessed to travel and meet with a lot of different people, one of the things that they consistently tell me is that they felt like in this last election that we were so close to losing the republic that they shuddered with the possibility.
Well, yeah, I've heard the same thing, Bill. But I don't know if the question remains whether the government can be saved or not, whether the United States can be saved.
Yeah, you go into something much deeper in terms of the paradigm, the commitments that are in play, you know, the bureaucracy, but beyond the bureaucracy, that, you know, we're getting a glimpse at this unelected shadow government, but this is something that's come up from time to time, which has to do with the raw economy and the levers of government that very few of us even have any sense of or comprehension for. As you say, a small group of the world's richest families have taken over America's economy for their own ends.
Not only the economy, Bill, but they've taken over the State Department. In the beginning, this cabal, it started in London with Cecil John Rhodes and Rothschild and members of the British aristocracy. They wanted to reunite the United States with Britain to form an establishment that could take over the world. Mm-hmm. And this sounds crazy, but it, in fact, occurred. And it set up a chapter of this of their society in New York under J.P. Morgan. The members were Carnegie, the Vanderbilts, the Astors, every leading family in the United States became part of this establishment in New York that was known as the Pilgrim Society. They wanted to the United States to reunite with Britain, and they wanted to gain control of all the world's natural resources. These men were very wealthy. They were wired. They were they shared many things in common. They were by and large all Masons. They were interested in the occult. And what this group in New York did was they formed a couple that took over the United States economy by forming the Federal Reserve System, and that came into effect in 1913. Mm-hmm. And the Federal Reserve was neither federal nor reserve nor a system. It was a syndicate. And what most listeners don't understand is that the Federal Reserve is privately owned. Mm-hmm. They make our money. They produce an abundance of money that can create prosperity. They can cut back on the flow of money to create a recession. They can make good times and bad times. They can create widespread unemployment or widespread employment. This group controls the economy, and they set up the Federal Reserve System. And the shares of the Federal Reserve are owned by people who aren't even Americans. By and large, they're Brits. Mm-hmm. And they determine what happens to our economy. So they formed the Federal Reserve in 1913. After that, they formed the Federal Reserve. They instituted, under Woodrow Wilson, who was one of their lackeys, mm-hmm. the progressive income tax system, with everyone paying taxes for the first time in history. Americans never paid taxes before 1914. Mm-hmm. And with these taxes, they were able to grow a very large government, and they themselves never paid taxes. They sequestered and squirreled their funds, their wealth, into foundations, to multi-billion-dollar foundations, the Carnegie Foundation, the Ford Foundation, the Rockefeller Foundation. And through these foundations began funding universities, colleges, secondary schools throughout the country. And by that, these schools and universities and colleges became dependent upon the universities for their funding. Mm-hmm. And if they didn't comply with the dictates of the foundations, the funding was cut off. So naturally, they complied. So in this way, the foundations, the same cabal that formed the Federal Reserve, the Pilgrim Society in New York, also managed to gain control of the United States educational system. That's just half of it. After that, in 1920, they created the Royal Institute of International Affairs in London, and they created the Council on Foreign Relations in America. Bill, every secretary, in this way, they took control of our State Department. Every secretary of state that we have had since the time of Franklin Delano Roosevelt has come from the small pool of the Council on Foreign Relations, the nucleus of that group. Every single one. People would argue, they say, oh, well, Tillerson wasn't an actual member. He was a member. And he was also the head of Exxon, and Exxon was a prime sponsor of the Council. Every single person, our foreign policy has been dictated by this cabal, because they set up the Council on Foreign Relations. The nucleus develops study plans, and these plans institute our policy, our foreign policy. From the Council of Foreign Relations came the Bank of International Settlements, came the World Bank, came the International Monetary Fund, came the United Nations, and came the CIA. And the CIA, most people aren't even aware of this. No funds are allocated to the CIA for covert operations. Not a dime. Mm-hmm. All the funding for the CIA comes from the CIA's involvement in the heroin industry. And this, once again, was by design. And this should be no shock to anyone who really reads books, because it's been verified time and time and time again. So, and the operations of the CIA aren't directed by Donald Trump, and they're not directed by any member of the legislative body, nor the Pentagon. They're directed by this cabal that formed all the way back at the turn of the 20th century, that directs everything that we're doing. And in this way, the United States has lost its sovereignty. The American people have been stripped of their freedoms. And Americans right now, by by and large, you know, are underemployed or unemployed. 50% of them are dependent on the government for their existence.
Exactly.
This is all by design. All by design.
Well, we're going to break it down even further as we continue our conversation with Paul Williams. The Killing of Uncle Sam on Bill Martinez Live. Stay with us.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Such a thing called the Constitution. Remember? Bill Martinez, live.
Hey,
the way you like us. Fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. We're back with you at 19 minutes after the top of the hour. A conversation with Paul L. Williams continues, one of the co-authors of the book, The Killing of Uncle Sam, The Demise of the United States of America. Paul, you and Dr. Rodney Howard Brown came together in writing this book. What drew you two together to do such an extensive, I guess, treatise on the history of our country and why we keep reproducing the same mistakes?
Well, I had written a book called Operation Gladio, and it was really a book about the unholy alliance between the CIA, the Italian mafia, and the Vatican. Mm-hmm. And after writing that book, and I realized that the CIA was their operations were being controlled not by the State Department, not by the Pentagon, not by the executive branch, but by other people, and that the CIA had brought us into conflict after conflict after conflict, and I realized that since 1947, when the CIA was established, that they earned their money, gained their money for covert operations from engagement in the heroin trade. When I realized that, when I came to read the old headlines from the New York Times, the bodies of our soldiers from Vietnam were being flown back to military installations, including the Andrews Air Force Base, with their bodies eviscerated and stuffed with heroin. Wow. When I realized that, and I realized that there's a stand down order in Afghanistan right now that our soldiers not only operate under the very strict rules of engagement, but they're unable to enter or trample or destroy the poppy fields. When all these things, it hit me like a flood. I went down to Washington, D.C. to meet a friend of mine, and she brought me to this patriotic gathering on the 4th of July that she dragged me to. I didn't want to go there. She said there were a lot of fireworks, and I figured, well, it would be fun to see some explosions. So I went to the fireworks exhibition, and there I met Rodney Howard Brown, who came from South Africa, and I talked to him. I talked to him about the CIA, and he was very, very knowledgeable about what was going on. And he started talking to me about Cecil John Rhodes. And Cecil John Rhodes was the diamond magnate. He controlled all the diamond operations in South Africa, and he became one of the richest men in the world. And Rhodes joined together with Rothschild, with the Rothschilds, and with people like Arthur Balfour, who was Britain's prime minister, and right. George Jeffrey Dawson, the editor of the London Times, and Philip Kerr, the British ambassador to the United States, formed together to form this cabal to unite the United States and Great Britain to gain control of the natural resources. He started talking about that. He said they formed the Society of the Elect, and he was saying that now that society is here, and he's seeing the fruits of it, and he was very disturbed, and I was very disturbed, and he said, we have to make the people aware of it, and that's when the book came about. It took 3 years to write.
Wow.
24 hours a day. Exhausting book. To write the book, I had to purchase over 300 books. To write this book, Bill, cost over $250,000, and not one dime goes back to me or to Rodney. It goes to the River School of Government. But a very, very expensive undertaking, required travel, required endless documentation. I've written 15 books. This is far and away the most important one I've written.
Did you have any sense of fear at any time, Paul? I mean, as you're, pulling back the threads and you're seeing the underbelly of this controlling element of our country, did you feel like, whoa, maybe I'm opening up too much here?
Well, fortunately, Bill, it already happened to me. I worked for the FBI for years.
Right.
I was a leading consultant on organized crime, including the infiltration of the mafia within the garbage industry in the United States. Mm-hmm. And I wrote about that, and members, including a state representative from Pennsylvania, who was affiliated with the mafia, took me to a warehouse in Pittston, and they beat the living daylights out of me. I ended up in the hospital, lost most of my hearing, and since I encountered a plot to behead the prime minister and to blow the parliament in Canada. Mm-hmm. I wrote about that. I spoke about that on a radio show, and I ended up being sued by McMaster University because they had a nest of jihadis there who were very much involved in this plot. And because of that, I ended up being sued in Canada for millions and millions and millions of dollars, and I had to defend myself. That doesn't sound like much, but look at. Unfortunately, when you're involved in a legal fight like that, you have to liquidate your holdings. Mm-hmm. There was nobody behind me.
Right.
So I, because of my wonderful wife, we were willing to do that. So spent the money for the lawyers, and I won. But after going through that, after being beaten, trashed, sued, abused, there's nothing. Right now, there's nothing anybody can do to me. Mm-hmm. So writing a book like Killing Uncle Sam, yeah, I think there are dangers involved in it. We name names. We expose everything. Everything is brought to light. It's unlike, I think, any other book that's on the market right now, because it doesn't deal with the deep state. There's politicians. Mm-hmm. Bill, you and I know that. That's, whoever believes that is crazy. There's not a deep state of politicians who want to, no. There's a deep state of industrialists, of bankers, of people with incredible wealth, real wealth, not paper money,
right,
who control everything. And that's what's exposed in the book. And it traces, it's really a horror story. It traces how since 1877, when Rhodes had this idea of a new global government, to the present day, and step by step, how it came to pass that the American people were stripped of their liberties, stripped of the control of their own government, dragged into war after war after war, forced into debt. You got to realize right now that it's such a plan that the kids right now, including my daughter, they graduate from school with degrees in incredible debt.
Yes.
Incredible debt, and from student loans. Mm-hmm. And along with that debt, they might eventually get married and buy a house. And the house, once again, the mortgages, they fall into deeper and deeper. And then with their credit cards and purchasing vehicles, they end up as enslaved to this international cabal of bankers and businessmen. And they're dependent on the state. And all the time, the government keeps growing and growing and growing. And people say, oh, that's a good thing. They're taking care of you. No, they're enslaving you.
Exactly.
They're enslaving you. And until people break free of their fetters and realize what has really happened to them, unless they come to that realization, there's absolutely no hope.
Well, there's so much more to talk about that we're not even going to be able to begin to get into in much depth. The killing of Uncle Sam, the demise of the United States of America. The book is available at all the usual places. Paul Williams has been with us, and I promise Paul is going to be back because there's so much to talk about. The real reasons America fought World War I and World War II, the three steps that led to a secret state controlling America's finances and government. You'll want to get your hands on the book because all the questions that you've been asking, you know, the why, those little kid questions you ask is why the Fed? Why do certain things seem to be reproducing themselves over and over again? Why are we moving away from nationalism into this globalist mindset? These are ideas and, you know, this is a plan that has been laid out and is clearly spelled out for you if you have eyes to see and ears to hear in this book, The Killing of Uncle Sam. Paul, we appreciate all the effort and the commitment that you've made to bringing the truth to we the people, and look forward to having you back on down the road here, okay?
It's great, Bill. Thank you very much.
Thank you. 29 minutes after the top of the hour.
This report is brought to you by Sears. Memorial Day is the unofficial start of summer. It's the perfect time to get your home ready for the warmer months. To have peace of mind all summer long, homeowners want to avoid surprises during the hottest time of the year. They could follow these basic maintenance tips or bring in the experts for help. Chip Wade, celebrity home designer and expert craftsman.
Homeowners will definitely want their air conditioners working, so inspect and replace the air filter according to the owner's manual. Also, make sure to clean the inside of your washer. Warmer temperatures make these areas prone to mold growth and can even cause odors. Next, make sure you and your family stay properly hydrated and keep your refrigerator's water fresh by replacing the filter as needed. If larger issues with your appliances arise, Sears Home Services expert technicians can come to your home to perform a full 64-point inspection.
For more information, visit searshomeservices.com/summer.
Interested in trading as a way to generate extra monthly income? Listen up. Before you sign up for some garbage program or awkward in-person seminar, you really need to hear about the online trader program that everyone's talking about. This is the program that allows you to get your account funded with someone else's money. That's right. Apiary Fund will gladly put up to $100,000 of their money into your trading account. And the best part? You get to keep 85% of the profits without putting in a dime of your own money. Apiary Fund and this program are growing like crazy. If you're looking for a way to generate extra income every month and finally learn how to win trades like the pros, just call 800-342-2968. Leave your email address on our voicemail and we will send you all the exciting details of how to trade Apiary Fund's money and not your own. Call 800-342-2968. And again, just leave your email on our voicemail to get your free report on how you can trade someone else's money. Call 800-342-2968. That's 800-342-2968.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Someone once said, live free or die. Right? Bill Martinez, live.
He's fighting the good fight. Keep letting your light shine. Cause I'm never gonna leave you. Always gonna see you through to the other side. Keep fighting the good, fighting the good.
Bill Martinez, live.
We're back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Well, whether we're free or not, we're all destined to die. And we're going to talk about end-of-life decisions that are so important and so necessary. For some reason, we may want to, avoid that discussion or even, wince a bit. But there are so many things that you need to be aware of. I mean, look at, when you come to that point in your life, do you want to make sure that things are handled in a way that you would want them to do while you're of a clear mind? Or do you want somebody else making those decisions for you? There is so much to consider here, and I appreciate Hattie Bryant coming back on with us. Because I want to maintain this conversation. I think it's so important. I mean, personally, I've been going through a couple of recent deaths with the passing of my mom in the end of January. He was 93. My brother, and Hattie is not aware of this, but my brother just passed away, my oldest brother, 2 weeks ago. And with their passing, and even with my father's passing 14 years before, it is speaking loud and clear, hopefully, to the members of my family. We were 9 kids in our family, now 8. And I have referenced Hattie Bryant's book, I'll Have It My Way. She has been doing a series on PBS, I'll Have It My Way, Taking Control of End-of-Life Decisions. And these are practical things, maybe, you know, considerations that you try to avoid. Say, oh, I really just don't want to talk about it. But let me tell you, if you don't, you're going to find yourself in a position that is going to cause you to regret not having that conversation sooner and making the choices and decisions sooner than later. Hattie Bryant, as always, good to have you with us. Thank you so much for coming back on.
Thank you, Bill. And I'm sorry to hear about your brother's passing. I know your heart's broken and so many people's hearts are sad. Did he have some good pre-planning in place?
He had some. I mean, right off the bat, I mean, he had some. And, you know, there were some, you know, things that were really, really difficult. And it's interesting because he was in another state. And every state differs, right, in some of the things like
that. Well, yes. Let me just jump in and say we don't have to make it that complicated, Bill, because, yes, there are documents that every state in the country considers to be, these are our legal documents. But those are just guidelines, okay? Anybody, you can use my book. At the back of my book, you invite someone to witness what you wrote, and it becomes legal. You don't have to go to an attorney to do the kinds of things I teach people to do, but you do have, I say this, you don't have to spend money on an attorney, but you do have to spend some time. And this is what you alluded to in your introduction. Most people avoid it. I'm so sorry. Most people avoid it, and so they pretend it's not going to happen. Therefore, when we come close, we're in trouble. So...
Yeah, and the thing is, it gets more complicated when you've got siblings or you have a spouse or somebody else making decisions that you could have made, you know, decades earlier when you were of a clear and sound mind.
Absolutely. Here's what I want everyone listening to this broadcast to memorize. You choose now how you want the last few years, months, weeks, days of your life to unfold, or others will choose for you. And so as a baby boomer, and I know I'm speaking to baby boomers and those older, you know, the older,
right.
But we're as Americans, we're used to getting our way. We're used to making choices. We're used to going to a restaurant and having 10 choices. I am telling you that if you don't choose now, other people will choose for you. So if you want it to be the way you want it to be, thus the name of my book, I'll Have It My Way. And I'm not saying this is a selfish title. This is really a gift you
it really is
to everyone you love, because they don't have to second guess. Nobody has to wonder, what is Aunt Hattie going to, what does she want if she lands in the ICU? What does she want if 911 is called and she gets picked up? Everybody in my family knows exactly what I want. Of course, now there are about 100,000 copies of the book out there, and my directive is in the book. But even before that, I told about 75 people all these instructions.
So, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't know what's tickling my throat.
Well, but what you say, you know, in terms of it being a gift, it's like the chaplain and the doctor when my mother was passing, and it was really hard for my sisters to understand. And, you know, and we had to increase our understanding of what DNR meant. And it meant that she wasn't going to be given any sustenance. There was no food involved. And she had suffered a stroke. She couldn't swallow. And so there was not going to be any intervention to give her food. Well, this was very difficult for my sisters to accept. In fact, I was attacked. I'm, you know, being the executor and the trustee of the estate, but even before it wasn't even then. But I seemed to be the point person, and the family members were coming to me saying, "Don't you realize you are starving her to death?" And I said,
No. That is not. Here's what I want everybody to get. Bill was not the bad guy. Bill was allowing his mother to have what's called a natural, gentle passing. If she can't swallow, here's what I want everyone to get. Just because we have modern medicine, and modern medicine can cut a, punch a hole in our stomachs and stick food in our stomach, that's not natural. So if her mother, if his mother had said, "I want a natural passing," then Bill is exactly right. Her body was naturally shutting down. Same with my mom, and my mom's story is in the book. She couldn't swallow. They put a feeding tube in without asking us. She didn't want that. She wanted a natural passing. All right. So here's what I want everybody to get. Our bodies break down. We are machines. When key parts break, we die. Now, when they start to break down, a massive heart attack and a massive stroke can take us out instantly. And, of course, everybody wants that. Or I do. You know, I want to go fully all the way to the end and then drop dead, right?
Mm-hmm. Right,
but
exactly.
Because of modern medicine, that doesn't happen for most of us because we get 911 gets called, we get propped up. All right. So coming back to what is natural, what is it that our body should be allowed to do for itself and to stop all these interventions? In the back of my book, the workbook that you work through, I ask you some questions. For example, you say, yes, no, is it important for me to be able to chew and swallow food? Yes, no. Is it important for me to be able to know when I am hungry? Yes, no. So if your mom would have checked, yes, it's important to those two, then you could have stood up to your sisters and said, this is exactly what mom said she wanted, a natural passing.
Right.
And so the tool I created is unlike any advanced directive in the marketplace because the marketplace advanced directives were created by attorneys. And maybe I said this to you before, but it's worth hearing again. Attorneys read and write in Latin. Doctors read and write in Greek. And the doctors do not read the legal documents the way the legal people write them. So we have to write in English and present how we want our life to unfold at the very end in a very clear way. So what happened to Bill is he had a sense of what his mom wanted and he had to stand strong. If Bill had not had the character, the personality that you have, you probably would have capitulated.
Right.
And the feeding tube would have been put in. Your mother could have been sent to a nursing home. Ariel Sharon lived that way after, you remember the Prime Minister of
Israel? Right, exactly, of Israel. Right.
He lived that way for 8 years on what I call a mattress grave.
Because
he had a major stroke just like your mom, fed with feeding tubes, was treated for bed sores, and he was comatose. 8 years, and this is because his sons would not allow him to have a natural passing.
Wow.
And so it took 8 years for him to be let go, for him to just finally. And here's the thing, modern medicine is fantastic until it isn't anymore.
Exactly.
And
you get to that point
of
diminishing returns without a doubt. Hattie, we got to go to break. We'll pick it up when we come back right there. Hattie Bryant is our guest. We're talking about having it your way, end of life decisions. This is Bill Martinez at 18 minutes before the top of the hour.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. That's 800-301-1318.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you, ladies and gentlemen. Good to have you with us. We're talking with the author of I'll Have It My Way, Taking Control of End-of-Life Decisions. Hattie Bryant joins us. Hattie, as I was, as we've been sharing, about my mother, we talked about your mom and my brother, especially. Here we are, we're going through things, and just seeing, I don't know if I told you this, but everything was kind of like rather fluid. I mean, even his DNR, I mean, he didn't have a DNR bracelet in the previous 5.5 months. I'd been to Colorado a couple of times to visit him. But when it got down to a situation where he was in the hospital, where he finally passed about a week prior, then suddenly the DNR is on his wrist. And I'm going, how come that wasn't on before?
Okay, now you're getting into, in my view, a lot of healthcare deception, and it's about the money. And let me give you a piece of data. In America, we will spend $170 billion on the last 6 months. Medicare will spend $170 billion on the last 6 months of our lives, and in 6 months, we're still dead. Mm-hmm. So people say, I don't want machines, I don't want to be kept alive, I don't want extreme measures, but then when a time comes, a family member, or family members in your case have a huge family, there's pressure, do everything. And so the money is a horrible indicator that we're asking for a sweet, peaceful passing, but then when we get close to it, we demand everything, and everything is very expensive. It doesn't cost $170 billion to give us a sweet, pain-free passing. We will not, in this 21st century, no one will get in this country, a rich country, a peaceful death out of the natural flow of the decisions that are made by healthcare. They can't help themselves, Bill. They're hooked on what they do. They love what they do. They charge a lot of money for what they do. We don't have enough skin in the game because Medicare is picking up a lot of this tab, although a lot of people go bankrupt trying to keep their family member alive. I get that. But there's a piece of it that I don't want to focus on money. Money is just a way for me to know that people are demanding extraordinary, excessive measures that will not keep them healthy. They won't go home. They won't be happy. They won't be pain-free. They won't be. Anyway, you see what I'm saying. So we have to take the bull by the horn. It's like a consumer I am a consumer advocate, meaning healthcare is not going to tell you how to get a peaceful death. They don't make money doing that. They
That's
make
right.
money doing all that other stuff, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So the two pieces of chapter 3 and 4 of my book are the key ingredients to getting a peaceful passing. And chapter 3 talks about how you ask for what you want. The point is, when you get a difficult diagnosis, Bill, it's almost impossible, and the data is in my book. There are 308 footnotes in my book, so you can dig into all my research. It's all there. Doctors do not tell us the truth when they deliver a difficult diagnosis. They spin it positively. They can't bring themselves to tell us the truth, or they think we can't understand it or hear the truth. So I teach you to ask some questions like, well, Dr. Bill, do you think I'll be alive a year from now, 2 years from now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And get the answers, because you need choices. Here's my point.
Is it a legal lawsuit concern for doctors that they have to be real careful about what they say to? So that we've got that dynamic coming into play, right?
Now, yes, absolutely. There's a huge, I can't remember the number is now, and I don't have it today this year, but defensive medicine is costing us billions. They have to buy insurance to protect themselves against people that might sue them for not doing everything.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is why, when you use the back of my book, and let's tell people to go to my website, I'll have it my way.com. You can get my book there. You can get it at Barnes & Noble. There's a workbook in the back. You fill that in. It, you know, it's a really inexpensive way for you to provide instruction to your physician, your family, your friends. And you will be your physician's favorite patient. When
exactly.
you tell them how you want to be taken care of, they don't want to bring up the topic. They don't want to talk about the fact that you're going to die someday. And so I want to teach everyone who's listening, you have to bring it up in order to get what you want. Yes, they're going to do things to you to protect themselves legally. There's a huge cost. It's called defensive medicine. So you cut right through that by saying, when I am in these conditions, I want no 911. I have DNH, do not hospitalize. That's way beyond do not resuscitate.
Mm-hmm.
Do not hospitalize means if I am in this situation, I'll give you an example. If I can't swallow, if I can't toilet myself, if I can't recognize people that I know, if I can't walk to my mailbox, DNH, do not call 911. I'm done. I don't want to live anymore. Now, Bill, if you're my proxy and you know that Hattie, your friend Hattie, can no longer swallow, can you see that with your own eyes? You, my friend, you come to my house and, gee, she can't swallow.
Right.
Can you see that with your own eyes?
Sure.
Do you have to take me to the doctor to get a test, whether to take me to the hospital or not? No, because I put it in writing.
You know
who you call when I'm in duress? You call hospice. You don't call 911. Because I've already reached the point, and let me give you an example. You know the famous the rock and roll guy, Greg Allman?
Yes.
Anybody listening, you know, he was married to Cher. He had the Allman Brothers Band. He drank a lot, and he had a liver transplant, and then that second liver, the liver transplant, he got tumors in his liver. And the doctor said to him, we could extend your life by using radiation to reduce the size of your tumors. We can't get rid of them, but you could live 6 months, 12 months longer if you let us radiate those tumors. Okay. It's as if Greg Allman had used the back of my book, because I give you a place to write what is important to you. It was important to Greg Allman to be able to sing until the day he died.
Right.
Radiation has huge potential to damage your vocal cords. So because he said, I want to be able to sing, no radiation was given, and he sang every day until he died. He didn't live quite as long, but this is my point.
Mm-hmm.
How do you want to live your life? So I teach you with my book to provide your proxy and your family and your friends and your physician. This is how I want to live my life. I have to tell you, there are a lot of examples. I interviewed a lot of physicians. And they talk like I'm talking now. For example, how do we know, Dr. Bill, when to move you from curative aggressive care to comfort care? Comfort care is provided at home usually, but it could be in a palliative care bed in a hospital. Depends.
Which we heard from Barbara Bush here recently.
Okay, we did talk about, you and I talked about that last time. I was a little disappointed in the way the spokesperson mentioned it. She's going to stay home with comfort care. The reason I think so many of us panic when we're around a loved one who's becoming frail and we may panic ourselves and call 911 is because we don't understand that care can come to you. You can have a peaceful, pain-free passing surrounded by your friends and family, but only if you are clear in your instructions. So, you're my doctor. Pretend you're my doctor, Bill. Mm-hmm. Dr. Okay. Bill?
Yes.
And, yeah, and my niece calls you and says, well, Dr. Bill, you know, she can't get out the bed to toilet herself. What do we do? And you say, well, you know, her instructions say she wants, that's important to her. So we need to bring palliative medicine into the house. That's what
exactly.
We need to do.
Right.
We don't need to take her to the hospital. Do not call 911. Do not go to the hospital. It's the worst place for you to die. But you can't. The thing is, we are set up. Our whole culture is set up to outsource everything we do. We go to restaurants to eat. We send our kids to school to teach so for them to learn how to read and write. And we assume the doctors are going to take care of our death. Doctors do not make end-of-life decisions for us. You do.
Right.
And 85%, and this is in the data in the book, 85% of us will not be able to. Your brother could not make a decision in the condition he was in.
No, he couldn't.
So who was making the decisions? The wife, the sibling standing strong by the bedside, oh, keep him alive, keep him alive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, if he were floating above the bed and watching the whole situation, he would be screaming out, leave me alone, leave me alone.
Let me go. Yeah, exactly.
Let me go. I'm going to heaven. Now, I'm a Christian, and so this is easy for me.
Right.
I'm ready to go to Jesus.
Exactly.
I have no problem with leaving here. I'm done.
Right.
I mean, as long as God's got me here, I'm going to do what I'm doing, talking to people about this. But if I get in a situation your brother's in, it's not even DNR. DNR. No, no, no. It's DNH. Do not hospitalize.
Exactly.
The hospital is where you go to get propped up, to live a kind of life you might not want to live.
Mm-hmm. Some people might think, Hattie, that hospice cannot deliver the comfort care as good as a hospital. Clear that up real quick. We got about a minute left.
Okay. I'll clear it up really quickly. You can shop around for hospice services, ask friends, do your due diligence. All of them are not the same. And if the person that you're shopping for, or if you're concerned about your peace, your comfort, you can say you want residence-based hospice. That means you're residential in a hospice bed. It could be in a wing of a hospital, or it could be a standalone residential hospice care unit, which has everything that a hospital has to keep you comfortable. So you can put that in your instructions. I want to be residential in a hospital. I don't want to die at home. You can say that. And they can do it. They have everything you need.
Well, her book, I'll Have It My Way, Taking Control of End-of-Life Decisions, available at all the usual places. You can follow her on the website. Give them your website again, Hattie.
It's illhaveitmyway.com. And you can get the book there, and you can get it at Barnes & Noble. You can get it at Amazon. Just get the book and use it, and you'll be your fan. It's the greatest gift you can create for your family, friends, and physician.
Hattie Bryant, thank you so much, Hattie. Appreciate it. God bless.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Get the ultimate.